Well, good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing today? Everybody's good? We're glad to see you all. Thank you all for coming today. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Then we're going to enter into a time of worship and a time of teaching. And just God has something great for us today. I don't know about you, but I need it. I need it. So let's see what God has for us today. Father, we just love you and come into your presence now and just ask you, Lord, to bless our time together. Lord, inhabit the praises of your people. Take us now and take us to that secret place, Lord. Use the worship team to just take us to that secret place where everything else will fade into the background and we will be able to focus clearly and solely on you because we love you, Lord. And we are so grateful for the blessings that you have poured out on us. And we just look forward to all that you have for us today. And now we ask your blessing, your anointing, and your protection on this service. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Compassion, a love that's never fading. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. As you find me, all my fears and failures, fill my life again. Give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender.
I surrender.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine a light and let the whole world see. You're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine a light and let the whole world see. You're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine a light out, let the whole world see.
Sing him for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. King of glory, Lord of all. Your face I see, your name I call. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are holy, you are good. Your love is great and your mercy endures. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I choose to honor you. I choose to honor you. I want to be your servant. I want to be your servant. I choose to honor you. I choose to honor you. I want to be your servant. I want to be your servant. King of glory, Lord of all. The things I speak, your name I call. Jesus, 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 you are holy, you are pure, your love is great and your mercy endures. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
So I give my life a sacrifice of praise. Father, take my heart, every part today. So I give my life a sacrifice of praise. Father, take my heart, every part today. King of glory, Lord of all, your face I seek and your name I call. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are holy, you are pure, your love is great and your mercy endures. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, King of glory, Lord of all, grace I seek in your name I call. Jesus, 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 you are holy, you are pure, love is great and your mercy endures. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord.
Thank you, God.
praise be lifted up, till everyone agreed the love. The love come down from heaven's gate, kiss the earth with hope and grace. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, be lifted up.
The redeemed declare in love,
and we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
There is one God and He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus.
King of glory, strong and mighty.
There is one God and He is holy. There is one Lord over everything.
There is one King, He is Jesus.
King of glory, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory,
the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory,
the Lord, strong and mighty.
For there is one God, He is holy.
There is one Lord over everything.
There is one King, He is Jesus.
King of glory, strong and mighty.
There is one God,
He is holy.
There is one Lord over everything.
There is one King, He is Jesus.
King of glory, strong and mighty.
Glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory,
the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory,
the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory,
the Lord, strong and mighty.
You are the King of glory, Lord. We praise you for that, for all you do for us, Lord. We love you. We lift this time to you and ask your hand to be on all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wave to somebody real quick.
Ooh-wee. That song is awesome. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. So we answer your own question in that song, right? It's a great song. Let's see. I just have one announcement for you today, and that is I went to a prophecy conference at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills Friday and Saturday and brought back some materials. So we don't have any physical fruit for for you today. They did a small distribution, but there wasn't enough to, anyway. We have spiritual fruit for you today. It's much better. It's much more non-perishable, you know, right? So there are some CDs that I brought back. They're all free. You can take what you like. There's even if you like worship music, there's a Phil Wickham CD in there. There's Blue Letter Bible CDs. If you don't want to study online, you can study offline with that CD. There's also the new issue of the Calvary Chapel magazine. We've been trying to be good and do what the authorities have told us to do and not pass things out and so on and so forth. But, you know, there comes a point. Well, I'll talk more about that later. But anyway, there's some stuff on the table in there. So after the service, please feel free to go in there and help yourself. Anything on that table is going to bless you, believe me. And now we have some prayer needs to lift up. But before we do that, I want to ask Michael to come up, and Michael's going to read Psalm 27 for us.
The next book after. There you go. Psalm 27.
Okay.
That's 17. Okay, go ahead.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell... that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Is that not a good word for today? All right, thank you, Michael. All right, and now we have some prayer requests that we'll lift up. I'm going to mention them all to you now, and then we'll just briefly pray for them, but you know, you can either write these down or just kind of remember them for later to lift before God's throne. First of all, Bill has had some repeated instances of chest pains and shortness of breath, And so I told him the next time he experiences those, he's to go to the hospital, not to just try and sit it out at home. Okay, but so you can keep Bill in your prayer for that. Then Billy's and Mary Alice's son, Noah, Billy, can you want to tell us?
He passed out on Friday night, and he just hit real hard and took him to the hospital. They said if anything happens again, to bring him back. So this morning, he's having real bad cramps and everything, and my wife thinks it may be kidney infection, so they're taking him back to the hospital to check him out. So pray for him.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, Julie. Tom, do you want to kind of give us the...
She had a gray out. Is that where you talk about the latest thing?
Yes.
She recovered from the surgery on her neck with her neck brace on it. She was in the shower, and she called me. She wanted me to be there in the bedroom just in case. And sure enough, she had a gray out. So I went in there, and she was kind of falling in slow motion. I grabbed her and kept her upright.
Good.
And it took a minute for her to kind of wake up again, and then we walked out together to the bed.
Yeah.
But it was scary.
Yeah.
So.
And then you hurt your back too, right?
Nah, it's all right.
It's all right. Okay. All right. So you don't have to pray for Tom. Okay. All right. And then Bill has a friend, a neighbor, I think, named Butch. Butch has some health issues, and I don't know where he stands with the Lord, but you can pray for Butch's health and for his salvation. Then we have Darren and Rosie's daughter, Elena, is in labor with her first baby. Darren and Rosie's... Darren looks old enough to have a grandchild. Rosie does not. Am I right? So, but anyway, Elena's in labor with her first baby, so we'll pray over that. You know, that's a good thing. Some of you may be aware that Calvary Chapel Downey, Pastor Jeff Johnson, who is a friend and a mentor to me and to so many others, is under attack from the County of Los Angeles for in-person church services, and so I'm sure the flock at Calvary Chapel Downey would covet prayer because they are facing fines and possible arrest. So just keep them in your prayer, would you please? Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, Pastor Jack Hibbs, one of my heroes of the faith. We had a prophecy conference at his church the last couple of days. But he's always under attack as well because he's very bold and fearless and courageous in his stand for not only the gospel but also our constitutional freedoms. So he's facing some attacks as well. And finally, Pastor Rob McCoy of the Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Thousand Oaks. I sent some of you a video that one of his assistant pastors was just asking for prayer because they're under the same problem as Calvary Chapel Downey is. They're facing severe fines and who knows what sorts of other penalties that they're being threatened with. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'll just run through these pretty quick, but you can kind of keep those in mind.
Can I add one?
Sure, of course.
Our friends are out from Texas. They moved there about a year and a half ago. And Ken and Phyllis Jones, if any of you know them. And Phyllis became ill while they were out here. She went to the urgent care. Turns out she had a cancerous mass in her colon right at the juncture of the small colon and the large or intestine, small intestine, large intestine. And so she went through the surgery. She's been in the hospital about 3 weeks now. She's really not doing well. She developed shingles. They had to uncatheterize her and it didn't work. And she's throwing up and she's not eating. She's got a stoma. It's a big mess. And so she's getting weaker and having a hard time keeping her hydrated and all that. So.
Okay. Well, she's on the list. So let's go ahead and pray, shall we? Father, we just come to you now we're a needy people, Lord. We really need your touch today. Well, we need your touch every day, but especially today, Lord. We want to lift our brother Bill up to you. And God, we pray that whatever is going wrong that's causing these chest pains and these this shortness of breath, that Lord, that you would just heal him of it supernaturally, if you will, through the hands of a physician, if you will. But Lord, we just pray your complete healing and peace of heart and peace of mind for him. And God, we want to pray for Noah. Lord, we know that he's either on his way to the hospital or at the hospital right now. And God, those are such scary places. And we get confronted with our own weakness, our own frailty. And so I pray that you'd come alongside Noah now and just build him up and encourage him and free him from fear and worry and help him to cast his cares on you, and that you would settle Billy and Mary Alice's hearts and minds as well, Father, and just help them to just fix their eyes on you. Lord, we pray for our sister Julie. God, what a tough road she's had lately with recovering from the surgery and now a near fall in the shower. And God, we just ask you to knit together every joint, every sinew, every fiber of her body, and just help her to be well and help her to be healthy and strong. And use this surgery, Lord, cause it to be completely effective in dealing with all of the problems for which she underwent it. And so we just come to you and ask you to bless her and heal her, Lord. We pray for Butch, Lord, that you would just watch over him and bring him to salvation if he doesn't know you, Lord. Minister to his health needs. Sure, we want you to minister to his physical needs, but we want you to minister to his spiritual needs even more, Lord. So we just lift Butch up to you now and ask you to minister to his needs, which you know better than we do. And God, we pray for Elena. We pray, Lord, that this labor would be short and as pain-free as possible. And God, that you would just bless Elena with a healthy child, that you would bless Darren and Rosie with a healthy grandchild. And God, we just thank you so much for the gift of new life. And what a wonderful reminder it is of the new life that we have in Christ when you bring a child into the world. And so we just ask you to bless Elena and the baby and this whole thing, Lord. Just keep them all in good health and good spirits. And we just look forward to watching Elena grow in you. And Lord, we pray for Calvary Chapel Downey and Pastor Jeff Johnson. God, we want to ask you, Lord, to intercede in that situation and rebuke those who are trying to attack them and who are trying to prevent the gospel from going out and who are trying to prevent your people from gathering in your name as your word commands us to do. So we just ask you now, Lord, to place a hedge of protection, your mightiest angels of protection and blessing around Calvary Chapel Downey and especially around Pastor Jeff. And God, we just commit them to your care. And Lord, along the same lines, we ask your blessing and protection for Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and Pastor Jack Hibbs as they gather to worship this morning as well. And the Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Thousand Oaks. God, we just ask your blessing and protection on those fellowships. And may your word be taught faithfully. And may your spirit move mightily. And may your people be blessed greatly. And God, we pray for Phyllis. Lord, we just ask you to bless Phyllis Jones. And we know she's going through significant health issues of her own lately. And it seems like one thing after another. And so we just come to you now on Phyllis's behalf, Lord. And we ask you to bring healing, complete healing to her. We ask you to minister to her needs, which you know, once again, Lord, better than we do. So now we love you and we commit these needs to you now, Lord. And we also lift the unspoken needs that are represented here in this room up to you and ask you to intercede in all of these situations in Jesus' name. Amen. And now the worship team is going to lead us in song for offering. If you have an offering you'd like to make, there's an offering box in the hallway.
I can only imagine
What my eyes will see when you fade is before me. I can only imagine.
What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or will you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes, and if I must live standing in the sun, I can only imagine. All I will do is forever, whatever worship you, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Oh, I can only imagine. Stand in your presence. To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
I can only imagine. When all I will do is forever worship you, I can only imagine. Bless our time together as we go through your word. We give this all to you in Jesus' name.